Well, as you know, we have been having the wonderful privilege of touching the mountain peaks of Paul's letter to the Romans. In my nearly 23 years of ministry at Grace Church, I have taught through the book of Romans on two occasions, and now I find myself in the last month or so drawn back to touch the mountain peaks of this great epistle because we have so many, many new people in the church who need to know its great and ringing truths. And as we have touched these great truths regarding our salvation, we find ourselves now in chapter 8. And I invite you to turn there, if you will, in your Bible, Romans chapter 8. We're going to be looking in our study at verses 31 through 39. As we began last week, a study of the security of the believer, and looked at verses 28 to 30, which set the theology of that great truth, we now come to verses 31 to 39, which in a sense are the doxology of that great truth. Paul laid the foundation for it doctrinally in verses 28 to 30, and now he extols it and honors it and praises it and exalts it in verses 31 to 39. You would almost think after last week's study that there could be nothing more said. The tremendous truth of verses 28 to 30 sums up the theology of the security of the believer as no other portion of Scripture does, and really says all that would be necessary to be said to make the point. But Paul can't leave it at that. It's as if he knows there must be a few more critics lurking around in the shadows somewhere who need to be exposed and whose questions need finally and forever to be answered. Paul is very concerned that we understand that salvation is forever. That once a person becomes a Christian, that never changes, but lasts forever. And he has made it very clear in verses 28 to 30 that God has secured us from eternity past, foreknowledge and predestination, through time, calling and justification into eternity, glorification. That we are from eternity to eternity secure in the love of Christ. The salvation He planned for us, the salvation He gave to us, the salvation He will complete in us yet in the future. And so he has raised and answered many issues already in this eighth chapter. Now remember, the chapter began with a statement, there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. In other words, if you are in Christ, you have put your faith in Him, you belong to Him, your life is His life is your life.